Our scripture reading this morning is Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 31. You'll find it on page 1076 in your pew Bible. This is the very famous encounter between Jesus and the rich young ruler. It begins so well. He's actually the only person in all the gospel accounts to come to Jesus and say, "Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" That's a very good beginning, except for his apparent emphasis on the word "do." He actually will have the temerity to say to God the Son that he has kept the law fully all the days of his life. Well, Jesus will expose his love of money, trying to draw him to his grace, but the man will go away. And this leads to a second scene where Jesus comments on the perils of riches. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Now, that's actually an impossible scenario. And the disciples say, it's impossible to be saved. Jesus says, that's right, but what was impossible for man is possible to God. Our salvation, every salvation is a miracle of the grace of God, and what a blessing it is. Peter says, "Lord, we've given up everything to follow you." And Jesus points out how wise a decision that is. He makes the wonderful statement that in this life we will receive 100-fold now. The blessings of the Christians with persecutions are enormous even in this life. But then in the age to come, we enter into eternal life. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. Verse 17 of Mark 10. "And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, 'Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother.' And he said to him, 'Teacher, all these I have kept from my youth.' And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, 'You lack one thing. Go and sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me.' Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, 'How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God.' And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said to them again, 'Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God.' And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, 'Then who can be saved?' Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God.' Peter began to say to him, 'See, we have left everything and followed you.' Jesus said, 'Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel who will not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first.'" May God be praised through the reading and the hearing of his holy word. May he write its truth upon our hearts.